Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. I would like to read something to you guys about the St. Louis Cardinals. Now, I don't know if you guys like the Cardinals or dislike the Cardinals or where the beef might stand or where it doesn't stand. I don't know. But did you know that on Monday night, the Cardinals had the smallest attendance they have had at New Busch Stadium? Their crowd was 21,206. Now, I understand it's in the school year. It's a Monday night. Trust me, we don't have to go through all the reasons why people decide to stay home for a baseball game. But there have been some markets and some cities that historically they come out regardless. And St. Louis is one of those places. St. Louis is not a big place. It is not a major market the way that a LA is or Chicago or a New York. But Cardinals fans have always been dedicated to supporting the hometown team and going out there to the game. They do not seem very interested in doing that this season. Which then got me to think, now I know that some of you wear this as a badge of honor and you're proud to be a diehard, true blue, through thick and thin fan. Most fans are fair weather. You know how many games the Cardinals won last year? They won 83 games. This is the kind of fall off you would have if you guys win like 65 games. The worst attendance they've ever had, coming off a year in which they won 83 games, a year in which they've started 3-1s. Fans said, "We do not like what you are buying." Every fan base is fair weather. And I think what makes this at least interesting to me is Cardinals fans have kind of walked like they're above it. Cardinals fans, "Oh, that would never happen to us." It's happening right now. It's happening. Your fans are not bought in. Your fans are not connecting. They're not going out to the ballpark. If you've seen the pictures, I think 21 is being gracious. 21 is, you know, where they do that was tickets sold, not people that actually came to the ballpark. There's 12,000 people at this Cardinals game. That crowd is empty. Every fan base is fair weather. I don't say that as a bad thing. It is an entertainment product. And if the entertainment is not entertaining, then you have the ability to walk away whenever you want. And Cardinals fans have clearly made that decision to walk away from their team. So we got to pour out a little bit of liquor for the best fans in baseball, because right now, I don't know how you can call yourself that if you're a Cardinals fan. You've worn that like a badge of honor. You've worn that like you guys are a superior fan base. You're not. You're just like the rest of us. It was just different because your team was good for so long. Everybody can go out there and support a winner. When you won 85 games on average from 2008 until COVID, yeah, it's not hard to go out to the ballpark every night. You're going to World Series and making the postseason every year. Yeah, it's easy to be a fan then. You know when it's hard to be a fan? When you won 71 games back in 2023. You went 71 and 91. You guys were embarrassing. And then last year was the first time that the Cardinals hadn't had at least 3 million people come to the ballpark since 1997. They ain't getting 3 million this year either. They're not getting close to 3 million. They're going to do worse this year than they did last year when you're talking about attendance. How the mighty have fallen. The mighty have fallen for the St. Louis Cardinals. And it makes me think, and this is a side note from what we're talking about, every single fan base is what have you done for me lately? Every single one. Bill Self is incredible. Bill Self is one of the greatest college coaches that we've seen. Let KU have a couple more years like they've had these last 2 years. Let this carry on for another, this goes into year three and then year four. We will start to have some very difficult conversations about Bill Self. That's just how sports works. At some point, all the love that you have for Patrick Mahomes, eventually you will tell Patrick Mahomes, hey, it's time for you to go be the quarterback of somebody else's team. If it happened with Tom Brady, if it happened with Joe Montana, if it happened with Brett Favre, it happens with everybody.
Peyton Manning.
Eventually, the fans stop loving you. They appreciate what you did, yeah. And you can come back and wave to the crowd and, yeah. But eventually, everybody has an expiration date. Everybody's time is up. And it looks like, at least in the short term, think about, when do they open up New Busch Stadium?
They had the All-Star game in like 08, 09 out there, so probably around then, 07, 08, 09, somewhere in that window.
So we're talking about almost 20 years of a ballpark. They had their worst crowd yesterday. And I don't know why it would be much different today. I mean, the weather hasn't changed. It's still a Tuesday. School's still going on. I mean, this is a normal crowd now for the Cardinals. They've never had these kind of crowds before.
I think what you're saying about everyone being fair weather is spot on. I think I was talking about this the other day with someone. Attendance and fan support is like this super catch 22. Because as a Kansas football fan, I've been through a bunch of turnover, and every coach, the first thing they say is, we need you to come out and support, get to the booth and fill it up. And they would, you know, be 2-10. And people would be like, why aren't fans coming? Well, you're 2-10. You're bad. So like, bad teams are always demanding support. You know what good teams never need to do? Demand support, because you show up. Kramer, from who works in the building, he's a Cardinal fan. He texts me that fans are mad at the way they're being run. Yeah, because they're not very good right now. Of course they're mad at the way they're being run. They're not winning anymore, so fans aren't showing up. But watch. June 1st, and the Cardinals are first in the AL Central. The Brewers look like they're bad. The Cubs aren't going to be special. They're first in the AL Central. You know it's going to be full? Busch Stadium. You've been to Arrowhead Carrington. When it's, they had a blackout locally with the NFL blackout rules. So they couldn't sell out Arrowhead.
Did it?
That feels like eons ago. It was 12 years, 13 years ago. If the Chiefs are starting, you know, the Chris Oladukin kid in a few years, and Andy Reid's not the coach, and they're hurtling toward 4-15 or something, or 4-13. I bet fans won't go to that either. Like, maybe that was us saying the same thing, but there's always this catch 22 of the attendance where it feels like bad teams are begging for it. Come and support us. It makes us better. You know what will make you better? Winning, and then we'll come support you.
Yeah, I just always feel like, and I'm trying to think of something, and maybe you have an example. Sports is the only thing that producers of it, they demand your undying loyal love of their product regardless of what they do.